This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. We have just encountered an amazing teachable moment, and those of you who think you are progressives might actually find out that you are a libertarian. And today I'm going to explain why. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, lab scientist, founder and director of CWC Labs, author, and so on. Now, this issue involves cannabis and Jeff Sessions. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded an order by Obama that told the feds to back off of states where marijuana was legalized in the state so that the feds wouldn't go in and arrest people for possessing marijuana when the state has said it's legal and the state regulates it. You know, places like California, Oregon, I believe, Washington, Colorado, and so on. Lots of states. Now, 20 plus states have legalized cannabis in some form. But Attorney General Jeff Sessions, in a throwback to the 1940s reefer madness, or was that the 50s? I don't know. He has rescinded that order and said, no, the feds should go ahead and just prosecute everybody all over the country for possessing marijuana, even if they bought it legally in their own state. Now, this decision by Jeff Sessions, and by the way, I've called for his resignation over this, or for him to be fired. I mean, he's got to go. So I've covered that in another podcast. I'm not going to repeat all that here. But this decision has, of course, been met with outrage across the country, outrage from both progressives and conservatives and veterans who are using cannabis to treat their PTSD or seizures or chronic pain and things like that. So many people are using cannabis now as natural medicine, and it eliminates the need to use opioids for many people. And opioids, of course, are a highly addictive, very dangerous class of drugs that is causing massive deaths and suicides and overdoses all across America. Over, I think, according to CDC, there were like 30 to 40,000. No, wait a minute. I think that's low. I think it's like 60,000 deaths last year in America. I'll have to check the numbers, but it's tens of thousands for sure, just because of opioids. So cannabis presents a safer, more affordable alternative that is very effective for many people. And Jeff Sessions just threw that in the garbage and recriminalized cannabis nationwide. And of course, he was met with outrage everywhere from the left and the right, and it seems like everybody else. And that's a good thing to see all that outrage, because Jeff Sessions is, of course, betraying one of the basic human rights, which is the right to access natural medicine and to have compassionate medicine available to people. Now, but here's my main point. If you agree with the assessment that Jeff Sessions is wrong, if you agree that the feds should not override state law and recriminalize cannabis nationwide, then you are actually a proponent of small government, of local rule. You might discover that you're actually a supporter of the 10th Amendment, and the 10th Amendment concerns states' rights. That if a state passes a law, that the feds can't overrule that law because the feds want to, quote, normalize all the laws nationwide. In fact, the Constitution specifically said that those powers not specifically granted to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people. And that's part of the 10th Amendment, which says that, you know, the states have the rights to determine what they do locally, but then the U.S. Supreme Court, which of course has always been biased in favor of federal government because that's who pays their salaries, right? The Supreme Court justices are paid by the feds. That's who pays them. That's who they work for. They've always tried to grab more power for the federal government, and they've used interstate commerce rulings and interpretations to say that, well, anything that's subject to interstate commerce can be regulated or limited or even criminalized by the federal government. And that's how they criminalize marijuana nationwide, which has been criminalized for, you know, many generations in America, which is stupid in the first place because it's a natural plant. And criminalizing that is a violation of human rights. It's an exercise in big government tyranny. It's a horrible wrong, and it never should have been criminalized in the first place. Prohibition is bad. So now people on the left are starting to get this. They're like, wait a second here. Why should the Trump administration be able to come in all the way from Washington, D.C. and arrest us in, let's say, Berkeley for smoking a legal joint that we bought at a legal dispensary in the state of California? How can the feds criminalize, you know, from I don't know how many miles away, all the way across the country? How can they criminalize activities in our state that are solely within the state of California and that California has said is legal? And you see, the minute you start asking that question, you start to become libertarian. You start to understand the benefits of small government. And isn't it fascinating that during the Obama administration, anybody like myself who argued in favor of the 10th Amendment, who argued in favor of states' rights, who argued in favor of small government or decentralized government, all of us were branded by the left-wing media as, quote, anti-government people. Because government was good in the Obama era, they told us government should be big and powerful and all-powerful. Obama should have the power to do anything he wants. He should be able to bypass Congress. He should be able to issue executive orders, reinterpret law, change the country, because he's a good man. He's a god. He's a saint, we were told. And so centralized, powerful government was good during the Obama years, what we were told. Well, now, during the Trump years, people on the left are starting to realize, wait a second here. Maybe this all-powerful federal government thing is not such a good idea after all. Because all of a sudden they disagree with what the government is doing. And I disagree with this as well. And you see, this is the point that I want you to understand. Big government is tyranny. Big government is always dangerous to the people. Sometimes it's dangerous to the people on the left. Sometimes it's dangerous to the people on the right. But what we can all agree on is that big, powerful government is a tyranny. And the more powerful the government becomes, the central federal government, the less freedom we have in America. And you are seeing that on display right now with cannabis and Jeff Sessions. And this, the positive side of this, the silver lining, is that this is causing a mass awakening of people all across the country. They're like, huh, this is the perfect demonstration of why big government is dangerous. It was like, we the people got together in California and Colorado, and we legalized marijuana in our states. And it was voted. It went through the legal process. It was approved. It's all certified. It was democracy, ballot measures, and all that stuff. And we got it legalized. And then what? What? From far away in Washington, D.C., and all these bureaucrats are telling us that we can't control our own destiny here in California or Colorado or other places. Yeah. That's what big government does. And it's not just that. Under Obama, the EPA was also engaged in massive big government tyranny. The EPA had declared that every little stream of water on every farm all across America was a, quote, navigable waterway. And they started to tell farmers that they couldn't grow food on that land because it had a navigable waterway, which might have been nothing more than a tiny little stream that appeared 1 month out of the year after it rained a lot. But they were being told, oh, that's a navigable waterway. And you can't grow land anymore. So all of a sudden, almond orchard growers in California were told, you can't grow almonds anymore. What? What do you mean? This is an almond orchard here. We produce almonds. This is what we've done, is passed down from three generations of family members. We grow almonds. That's what we do. And the feds were like, the EPA was like, no, you can't farm here anymore. Because we're from Washington, D.C. And by the way, the EPA has a whole SWAT team. The EPA spends millions of dollars on ballistic vests and AR-15 style rifles. So they march across America dressed up like these government thug SWAT team members featuring fully automatic weapons. And they run around and they put farmers at gunpoint, essentially. And they tell farmers, you can't use your farm, can't grow food anymore. Because we're the EPA, and we're acting under orders from Obama, and Obama is the all-powerful saint and God, and Obama can do no wrong. And that's what happened from 2008 to 2016, through the end of 2016. Now, thank God that Donald Trump, by the way, is a small government person. He's trying to drain the swamp as much as possible. And he got Scott Pruitt in to head the EPA. Now, Scott Pruitt is the guy who sued the EPA like 14, 15 times over exactly this kind of stuff, this overreach of federal power. Now, if you believe in liberty, if you think that cannabis should be legalized in your state, you should be a fan of Scott Pruitt, because that's exactly the kind of thing that Scott Pruitt is fighting for when he sued the EPA. And now that he's heading the EPA, he's slashing the size of it. Haven't you seen the stories like hundreds of EPA scientists have quit? They've quit. And they don't like the fact that they're being downsized. They don't like the fact that the government isn't pumping all these billions of dollars into the so-called scientific research for climate change, hoax narratives, and all that stuff. So the EPA people are quitting. Good. You should quit. It's called draining the swamp. Open the drain hole a little wider there, Scott Pruitt. Please, let's drain it even faster. Now, you see, if it comes down to principles, and I've always been very consistent about my principle in believing in the danger of big centralized governments, which is what the left universally wants. They want an all-powerful totalitarian government system. And conservatives tend to, at least historically, argue for smaller government, more local government, and so on. But heck, these days, the Democrats and the Republicans in many ways are all the same party. They're all big government spending, national debt increasing people. None of them are really about small government anymore, almost, with very few exceptions. I mean, like Rand Paul understands this, as his father did, Ron Paul. And to some extent, you know, Donald Trump is draining the swamp and Scott Pruitt is trying to drain the swamp and so on. But Trump is spending more money than the government takes in, too. Trump is increasing the national debt right now, too. So, you know, both parties spend like crazy because that's what the voters want. They want all these benefits. They want handouts. You know, and the special interest groups, including the Pentagon, needs massive funding and so on. So both parties are all about big government at this point, and that's the danger. There's a great book on this. It's called Battlefield America, and it's by John W. Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, which I believe is at rutherford.org, if I'm not mistaken. Now, John Whitehead, in this book, which I like to listen to audiobooks, and I've listened to most of this audiobook, but I can't get all the way through it because it's so damn disturbing. He documents the police state America that has already descended upon us, giving many, many examples, dozens, if not maybe over 100 examples in the book of things like I just mentioned about the EPA running around with SWAT teams and automatic rifles and ballistic vests, terrorizing farmers all across America. That book, Battlefield America, talks about many more examples of that, and how it took place under Obama, and it took place in the name of progress, in the name of environmental protection, and in the name of equality. Because leftists are all big government people. They love big, powerful, centralized government like North Korea or communist China or Cuba. They love Fidel Castro. Leftists hate small government. They hate individual liberty. They hate the idea that states should be able to do what they want to do on their own, or that individuals should have the freedom to do what they want to do on their own. That is, you know, liberty is the enemy of the left. And that, again, what's so great about this is that if you believe in cannabis freedom, if you believe in natural medicine, you cannot be a so-called progressive, really, without holding a contradiction in your mind. Because the left is all about taking away your freedoms and taking away your right to govern your own life and telling you what to think, telling you what to say, telling you what to eat or drink or what not to eat or drink, forcing you to vaccinate your children without your consent. That's California, SB 277. Now, in this particular case with Jeff Sessions, he is acting like a Democrat in recriminalizing cannabis nationwide. He's acting like a big government thug, which is typically the kind of thing that Democrats do. But in this case, it's a Republican. It's Jeff Sessions. Again, because both parties, to some degree, believe in big, powerful government. That's how they make money. That's how they gain power. Did you know the richest counties in America, the most wealth in the hands of individuals, are almost all counties right around Washington, D.C.? That's where the money is. Did you know the, quote, minimum wage of a federal worker has now reached almost $100,000 a year after just 3 years of employment? Government workers are making huge salaries, big bonuses, big raises. The EPA under Obama spent hundreds of millions of dollars for a new building that had this lavish gymnasium and swimming pools and workout rooms and saunas and big bonuses to all the people for all their amazing work on global warming and climate change research and science and on and on. That's all it is. It's a big money-making scam. That's what the federal government has become. It's a way to confiscate wealth from the people, centralize it in the hands of the few, and then rule over the masses using people like Jeff Sessions, who wants to throw you in jail for smoking a doobie. Now, if you believe, if you love that idea of being criminalized and thrown in jail for smoking a doobie or inhaling a bong while wearing a gas mask on CNN, then you must love Jeff Sessions and you must love Hillary Clinton and you must love North Korea and big government, centralized power, centrally planned economies, and basic totalitarianism. But if you don't love that, if you actually believe in individual liberty, if you think that you should have the choice to smoke if you want or not smoke if you want, if you think that you should have the choice to use natural cancer cures instead of chemotherapy, if you think you should have the right to say no to the toxic flu shot because it contains mercury, which damages brains, if you think that you have individual rights and liberties and choices, then you have to believe that big government is dangerous and that we must work for smaller government and decentralized government and states' rights and individual liberties and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These things matter. So if you believe in cannabis freedom, you are actually a libertarian. You may not have called yourself that. You may not have thought that, but you're actually a libertarian. I'm a libertarian on just about everything. Just about everything. Not 100%, but just about everything. Including, by the way, LGBT. Even though I've been critical of the transgender push on children, which is child abuse, I also understand that as adults, people want to be gay, people want to be trans, people want to be trans species, whatever. That's their deal. That's their freedom. Not my job to tell them what they can and cannot be or how they can dress or not dress or who they can shack up with or who they want to marry or who they want to partner with. That's individual liberty. You see, I'm a libertarian on almost everything, which means that I support your choice, even if I don't personally agree with it. It's not my lifestyle. But hey, you want to smoke a joint, dress like a woman. If you're a biological man, marry a man, whatever. It's up to you. It's your freedom, man. It's your life, your biology. Do with it what you want. It's not my business to tell you what you cannot do. And that's why that I believe in small government. Because government is tyranny. Government, big government is almost by definition tyranny. Big government is always dangerous to liberty. Big government is dangerous to culture and society. Big government almost always gets everything wrong all the time. And Jeff Sessions is proving it yet again. So thank you, Jeff Sessions, for demonstrating this very important teachable moment. And for those of you watching all of this and wondering, like, what the heck? Why is this guy so insane, this Jeff Sessions? What's wrong with him? How could he recriminalize marijuana nationwide? You got to understand, he's part of the swamp. He's part of the bureaucracy. This is the way these people think. And this is why you got to shrink government. You got to take power away from Washington, D.C. and put power back into the hands of the states. 10th Amendment. That's the answer. Or just break up the whole country into regional, smaller state, nation states, like have every state declare secession. You know, that would also be a different solution. That may happen, by the way, one day. We'll see. Anyway, I believe in liberty. Check out my website, liberty.news. And I've also got, of course, naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. And please take a stand and support medical freedom, cannabis freedom, and health freedom nationwide. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, Nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.